Welcome to the Manifestation and Money Honey podcast, hosted by me, Brittany CEO. Get ready to dive into another episode of Major Upleveling. We are big on building a life and business we are obsessed with over here, manifesting money, all the things. So let's get into it. Hi, you guys. What is up? Welcome back to the podcast. We are back after the baby moon. I know I took last week off the podcast as we were away celebrating before the babe gets here, but I did see that you girlies went back and binged your favorite episodes and just went back and found some more inspiration while we were off last week. And I love to see it. You guys, there are so many good episodes on this podcast, and I even do that myself with some of my faves when they don't have a weekly episode going out. I'm like constantly going back and listening to episodes because you can always get good inspo from episodes you've heard before. Like, you will hear things differently all over again. And side note, this is also why I reread the same books all the time. They're like, I would say 4 to 5 money, business, mindset, manifestation books that I read and reread all the time, because it's not about like just consuming more content and consuming more books and whatever. It's like, are you actually moving the needle with what those points were, with what the book was trying to tell you? You know, I wasn't even trying to go here, but we're already on a tangent. So welcome back to the podcast, you guys. If you are a new listener here on the podcast, welcome to the podcast fam. I am so excited you're here. Make sure you come over to Instagram, send me a DM, say hi, let me know you're here, you're listening. If you are part of the OG fam here on the podcast, you guys know you are my ride or die. Thank you for being here again, you guys. I love you guys so much. I get so many DMs throughout the week of people just being like, well, one, asking me for help in business and what programs they think they should do, which, by the way, if you ever have any questions about that, please make sure you DM me. I'm an open book. I'm more than happy to help you and point you in the right direction. But then too, you guys are always like, by the way, I listen to the podcast every week and I love it. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's so cool to see on the other end. So thank you for being here, you guys. You know, I love you so, so much. So, oh, I'm out of breath, pregnant girly, I swear to God. It's like I go up the stairs once and I'm like, whew, okay. So as you guys know, we were on our baby moon last week. We went to Florida. So just to give you guys a little bit of reference point, we live in Canada. So we basically drove across all of the US to get down to Florida. It's supposed to be an 18 and a half hour drive. I think it took us 22 hours to get down there and 22 hours to get back. We broke that up over 2 days because, oh my God, like that long in a car, you guys, I don't know if any of you have done it before, but like, it's a lot. You're like trucking along. You're like, okay, 9 hours in, 10 hours in, we've got this. But then like after 14 hours in the car for one day, you're like, oh my God, get me out of this thing. So we broke it up into 2 days. The reason we drove is actually because I am so far along in my pregnancy that we just didn't feel comfortable flying, and you have to get approvals from your doctor and all those kinds of things. And I'm sure I would have been given the approval, but just for Matt and I, we just felt more peace of mind driving instead of maybe birthing a baby in an airplane. As much as that sounds fun on the surface, that does not sound fun to me at all. So that's a little side note as to why we drove. I did so well on the drive. Like, everyone keeps asking how my body was, and honestly, it went way better than I thought it would. I did have a little bit of swelling once I got there, and I was laughing because I was like, Matt, my legs look like fence posts. What the hell? I haven't experienced that yet in pregnancy. But I do have to just add this side note. For any of my pregnant girlies that are listening, I have 2 big hacks for you that no one told me about that I am so glad I discovered them. Number 1, compression socks, and number 2, house shoes. I know this seems crazy, but here's the thing. I actually have very minimal swelling so far in my body. I've been so lucky. I attribute that to a lot of things I've done in my pregnancy. But one thing that I did notice is I have house shoes at home just for during the pregnancy. I do not wear these on a daily basis normally around the house, and these are like brand new shoes I bought because, side note, It's disgusting what's on your shoes from the outside, and you should not be walking around your house in them. These are brand new shoes. Anyways, I didn't realize how much they were really helping my body and my energy and just like my legs and how tired I was until we went to Florida and I didn't have them with me. So that's my first hack for you guys as pregnant girlies, like put on a good pair of shoes, or I bought like really good like Nike flip-flops. They're like extra thick and comfy. And that's what I wear around the house instead of running shoes. And it helps so, so much. But then also compression socks. So here's the deal. A company reached out to me, and I get this happening all the time. Companies reach out. They're like, can we send you our product? And I'm like, sure. But, you know, I'm not guaranteeing a post, especially if it's not a paid thing. I only talk about products I genuinely love. So if I love it, great. If not, you know, this is the deal. So they're like, yeah, no problem. So they sent me compression socks. And this is a company that's like literally built for maternity. So the socks are cute, but I'm thinking to myself, like, when am I ever going to use these? Well, lo and behold, I packed them for our trip, and thank God I did. They work like magic. I swear to God, I would put them on and I would instantly feel better. The swelling went down almost immediately, and I kept the swelling at bay for our entire trip. Like, we walked around Disney Springs the one day, and I was totally okay because I was staying ahead of things and I had these little hacks in my back pocket. And honestly, these socks make me feel like the Energizer Bunny. I don't know what it is, but I have so much more energy. I'm not as tired. I can move about the house at a fairly normal pace for a pregnant girl. So if you're a pregnant girly, make sure you grab up all of those. But you guys, baby moons are a different type of vacation, okay? Because you are just inevitably slower. You're not going to do the same things that you normally would on a vacation. It's very much like a lounging, relaxation thing. Matt and I had such a great time. We had a lot of bonding and connection. Like, it was really good for us. I'm so glad we were able to go. But I do have a question for the ladies who told me that they love being pregnant, okay? Because if you remember back in the first trimester, I was struggling. Like, the first trimester, I was like, what the F did I do? Like, was this a mistake? It was hard on me, both mentally and physically. And I had a lot of people message me being like, no, I love being pregnant. And I'm like, are you okay in the head? So I gotta know, for the ladies who told me that they love being pregnant, why exactly do you love it? And is it because everyone really like dotes on you when you're pregnant? Because here's the thing I noticed from the trip is like everyone treats you like a queen when you're pregnant. It's like they prioritize you. Everyone really waits on you. Like, they're constantly checking in to make sure you're okay. They're getting things for you. You can move slower and no one really cares. Like, I have to know, is this the reason why? Because I really felt that on vacation. And I was like, huh, I could get used to this. You know what I mean? Like, not that people don't treat me well in my everyday life, but it is different, right? So I gotta know. I was thinking about that the whole time, especially as everyone was waiting on me. I'm like, is this why they love being pregnant? And does that continue through all your pregnancies, or is it just your first one? Like, if you have 5 kids on the 5th one, are they still doing this for you? Like, I need to know. Anyways, send me a DM. Let me know your thoughts. I did do a photo shoot while I was there. I'm waiting for the photos to come back right now. I actually love doing photo shoots while I travel, and I would say that this is such a good hack for you as a business girly to start getting into. If you can, set aside time to do even just a 1-hour shoot, a 2-hour shoot. The cool thing is you can get different content while you're traveling, and it helps your page stay fresh. It helps your content stay fresh. It helps you stay creative. So I really love doing that kind of stuff while I'm traveling. So I did do that. But besides the shoot, I didn't do any other work at all. I posted once on my account, you guys, and it was lame as fuck. It was like point of view with a coffee cup, like not much oomph to the post, if you know what I mean. And we had a major week, like over a $26,000 cash week. And I wasn't working. And I want to talk about that a little bit in today's episode, plus the getting on the frequency of your desires and your next goals. Like, there's so much we can talk about in that. But, you know, even if all you take from today's episode is that this is possible for you, like, that's what I want you to know. Because for so long, I was running around ragged inside my business, and I did not take real vacations. And the way that I'm going to take a biz babe mat leave right now is just night and day difference from anything I would have been able to do before in my business career. I wouldn't have been able to take the time because that's not the way the business was built. I couldn't step away from it. I couldn't turn it off. I was constantly thinking about it. I was on Zoom calls all the time. I was making good money. I didn't want to give that up, but like also it felt chaotic, and like there were times I dreamed about maybe going back to a 9-to-5, and was I truly meant for this? Like, if you hear anything from today's episode, I want you to hear it doesn't have to be that way. And it gets to be so much easier than you think. And I used to want to poke my eyeballs out when people would say that, because I was just like, it must be nice for you, but I'm like over here working all the freaking time. I'm exhausted, you know? So there is change around the corner for you. And if you want this to look different in business, it can. And take my example, the baby moon, you guys. Like, I was not working. And we had a really big week. And that gets to continue to happen from here on out. And it gets to be your reality, too. I also wanted to talk about one last manifestation I had happen literally this morning, which is wild to me. It has nothing to do with business. But you guys, I manifested a friendship with one of my favorite celebrities. And I feel like you guys should take guesses. Let me know in the DMs. So I was carrying her book with me in Florida, and then I have it kind of like set out in my office. I just kind of pick it up, you know, every now and again and keep reading through it. I actually really love the book. And she shocked me with just her viewpoint on manifestation, because that's not what she talks about. That's not what she's known about. And when I learned that she actually uses manifestation for her career, I was like, pardon? And I became really interested in everything she had to say. Anyways, fast forward, I developed this like Instagram friendship with her this morning. And it's not just because she like liked one of my photos or hit follow. Like we're talking in DMs, and she's going to send me one of her signed books. And it's just like, you know, guys, you can manifest the coolest things. Like, you really can in life and business. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is so much fun. So I'll give you guys some more updates on that as I have more to go with it. But guess what celebrity it is in my DMs? I would love to hear from you guys. And if someone guesses it, I don't know, I'll like send you the book or something. Like, not the signed copy, because sorry, I want to keep that. But I'll give you a copy of her book. Yeah, it's so fun. Just like, be open to the possibilities. This episode is sponsored by The Millionaire Method, my brand new mastermind, you guys. This is for you if you're looking to grow to 20K, 30K, 50K months. And we're going to do this for you in preparation for your million-dollar years. Because after all that, that is literally right around the corner for you. But we're also going to build the dreamy life to go with it. By now, you probably know I am not up for sacrificing that at the same time. And actually, when you go after your dream life and the vision board things that you want, connecting to those higher level income months becomes so much easier. But this is for the girl who's invested in the strategy before, but they know that there's something missing when they do that. They do it and it's like, it's not quite right. It doesn't quite land every single time. It'll get them a couple of clients, but it's still not, it's just they can tell something's missing. It's not the strategy, you know? This is for the one who understands that where they're going next is just as much about the energy and the mindset that they're holding as it is the strategy. And don't get me wrong, we don't throw the strategy out the window, but this is not a one size fits all. And you need to find the perfect combination of strategy and mindset and energy for you. And that's what we're going to do inside this mastermind. We're going to do it quickly. We're going to fast track you quickly. This is meant to be a container for quick, fast, lasting transformation. This is for the one who is all in. And this is for the woman who really wants to be the wealthy, badass business babe, but also the dream relationship partner and to be there for her family. And, you know, she could bake bread if she wants to, or just order the full room service spread without even looking at the cost. Like, she wants it all, and she wants to feel lit the hell up about her business over and over and over again. And she is like, blinders on, I want to lock arms with the right people to go to this next level, and I'm not messing around with my future. I'm not like waiting for things to happen. So we have 6 months together. We start with your individualized plan. this is really going to be that guiding light for you for the 6 months. And then from there, we're going to move into the group portion of the mastermind. We are going through the mindset, the strategy, the energy, like all of this is really important for your elevation. We have group Voxer support, elite level breakthrough calls as a mastermind, implementation periods, plus you get bonus access to the luxury of it all inside the mastermind. So you can apply. The link to apply is in the description of today's podcast episode, or you can send me a message on Instagram if you have any questions. The price goes up on Friday. We start in 2 weeks. Get your booty in. The women inside are already experiencing massive transformations, and we literally haven't even started yet. And by that, I mean like money. Money is the name of the game. Like, let's just be honest about it. If you're going to invest in things, you want to see your business growth happening. Am I right? So, link to join us is in the description of today's podcast episode to apply for a spot inside the mastermind. Or you can send me a message over on Instagram and I would be happy to help you. And without further ado, you guys, let's get into today's episode.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Okay, guys, I want to talk about what it really takes to build to 20K, 30K, 50K months inside your business, because here's the thing. There is like an epidemic going on right now. And I get it. Everywhere you turn, you're being told that it's your messaging, it's your content, here's how to create viral reels. But what takes you to 20 and 50K months is not more content, and it is not viral reels, and it is not nailing your messaging. And I get why up until this point, that's kind of held its grips on you. Because logically, you begin to reason with yourself, right? You see people's content, you see their posts. They're like, if you're not getting people landing in your DMs, like you have a messaging problem. If you're not doing this, like you need to be able to get all of your audience growth from your reels. Like you do start to reason with yourself and you're like, well, clearly my messaging is off if I don't have a flood of clients coming in, because they seem like they have a flood of clients coming in and they're talking about messaging. But here's the thing. Your growth to 20, 30, 50K months, like it's not coming from the messaging, my friend. I promise you this much. It has nothing to do with that. And the stress and the amount of effort and time we spend on messaging for what we actually get back from it, it is shocking. I wish more business owners could hear this episode so that they could save themselves from this heartache and just like swirling in the kitchen sink trying to like figure out the best messaging. Like, let's just be honest, you're bored by your own social media and you're stressed the hell out trying to find the perfect hook, and it has drained all your magnetism, and you can feel it and she can feel it, and it starts to have an opposite effect. We like try to nail the messaging and we try to nail the Instagram account and we try to nail the reels, and then we're spending all this time on it and literally getting nothing back from it. And so I really want to encourage you to think about your 20K, 30K, 50K months differently, because it is not going to come from you doing more. It's going to come from you doing less. And your audience can feel this magnetism that's been drained from you as well. But this was true in 2020, and it's true now in 2024 as well. Like, you cannot take your viral reel to the bank. You cannot take your likes to the bank. Yet we still let those control the direction of our business. It's still controlling our mindset behind the scenes. What does take you to 20K, 30K, 50K months is your presence. And your presence is a few different things. Number one, your presence is felt on your socials. This is how your dream girl feels when she shows up to your page. and she doesn't even have to read what's going on your page. Will she eventually read some things? Yes, but let me tell you, there is so much flashing by on social media, she can't possibly read everything, including your stuff. Yet we're spending all this time stressing over our messaging. There's an essence to when she lands on your page where she knows she's going to invest with you someday. It's just a matter of time. And then we do these beautiful things with your presence to help call her in and help build trust so she hops off that fence real quick. She can find you and decide that she wants to work with you within literally a couple of minutes. Your presence is felt on your socials. But second to that is also how you operate behind the scenes. And this is why it's not all about the strategy. It's like how you're showing up behind the scenes is everything. It's everything. It's everything for your magnetism. It's how you carry yourself in the in-between. It's those little stories that loop and they're like little hooks holding you back from that next level, you know, like little hooks about like, oh, my podcast stats are down this week. Or like, I haven't had anyone come in this week. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. No one's really replying to my stories. My story views are down. Someone unsubscribed. It's the middle of March and I don't have a new client yet. Like, there are these little hooks, these little stories that are just like they are hooking anchors into your back and holding you back from that next level. Your presence is how you feel about your business behind the scenes. And that 20K, 30K, 50K per month version of you, she thinks about her business a lot differently. And therefore, everyone else invests in her business differently because it's something that you can feel. It's not something that you read through the screen. And when you do this, you'll actually spend less time on your business because you don't have to be showing up in social media as much. You don't have to stress over the perfect hooks and the viral reels and whatever else. Because here's the thing is like all of that stuff changes on a dime. Today it's like perfect hooks, you know, and tomorrow it's 5-second videos. And then the next day it's like talk to the screen. And it's like, you can't possibly keep up with all of that and continue to hold a big business. It doesn't work like that. What's going to take you to your 20, 30, 50 key months is your presence. And this is the way that it feels when people land on your page, but it's also your energy behind the scenes. It's the way that you operate. And when you can nail this, that's why I could post one random reel last week that really didn't get me the results at all. It's not why people bought. And still have a killer week on a baby moon, like checked right out. Like you can't possibly be on all the time in your business and you didn't start this business to be on all the time. And so your next elevation is going to be more about doing less than it is about doing more. And I get that that's so hard to come to terms with, but also like, isn't that the goal anyways? You know, this is why you can have these moments where it feels like all of a sudden a handful of people have come into your world out of nowhere. Have you ever felt that before? It's like, I'm sure you have, where you're like, oh my God, someone reached out, another person reached out and someone bought something. You're like, wait a second. Things are happening. We go from a handful of people doing this to floods of people doing this on the regular. When you nail this presence and this energy and this space for this to happen behind the scenes. But you can't nail that with a viral reel. And let me tell you, I've seen the insides of people's businesses that have had the viral reels. I've had viral things on TikTok. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean people are buying. It truly doesn't. What's going to take you to your 20, 30, 50K months is letting go of the stress of the content and the messaging and the viral reels and really stepping into your power and how you operate behind the scenes in your business, the way that you think. And what I love so much about this mastermind is we're creating that space for you to do that. You know, you need to be surrounded by other people while you're doing that. You need to be reminded like, chin up, babe. Like you're fucking going places because how you hold yourself in the in-between says everything, everything. And this sets you up for the million-dollar business. But if you have a calendar that is full all the time and you're scrambling trying to get your content up there and you're stressed about your messaging and you're constantly questioning whether it's the right messaging, you're draining all the magnetism outside of your business and you have no room to welcome in millions of dollars. This is why when I work with clients and we take things out of their calendar and we simplify their social media and we work on this presence piece, they blow up. They blow up. I have a client I'm working with right now and I'm like, okay, let's start talking about your 500K year, your $500,000 year. It wasn't all that long ago that we were celebrating her 10K month. You know, this stuff gets to happen for you quickly. It gets to feel like the floods of clients are finally coming in when you nail all of this. And the beautiful thing is you're going to do this alongside building your dream life because this is all about creating the time freedom. You have to have the space for the money to come in or else it'll never come in. So I'm really excited to help you guys with this. If you're listening to this and you're like, thank God, because this messaging is like stressing me out and I'm ready for the 20K months. I'm ready for the 30K months. I'm ready for the 50K months. Like, I'm done waiting. Jump into the mastermind. This space is for you. I can't wait to welcome you to the group. You're going to love it inside here. Apply for a spot in the link in today's episode description notes or send me a message over on Instagram and I'd love to help you get started. But as you're going about your week this week and really thinking about your business, like just put that messaging and viral real bullshit on a shelf. It's not helping. It's not going to help you grow your business. It's not going to help you make money at the end of the day. And we want to get you closer to all of those goals. So thank you so much for being here this week. I love you guys so much and I will see you over in the next episode. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review on the podcast. I love reading your reviews and hearing from you guys. Love you lots. Talk to you soon.